to go?
Yes.
Excellent. Let me just get the timer ready. We're going for like half an hour, yeah? So.
Or less.
Easy. So. Twende kazi basi. In 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. It's probably been a while since you had that greeting, for reasons that I may or may not get to in a few. But we are back. We are back to recording, and we hope you missed us. I am your host, as always, Michael.
Co-host C.
And for reasons that... that sudden all of us, Tony is no longer with us.
Vader is not here.
But he's on the planet. He's not with us, but he's on the planet.
Yeah, he's still alive. Indeed. He's still alive. Worry not, he's still alive. He's just not with us physically. I have to say it is much, much better to record without him here.
What the shade.
Tony, if you hear this, just know I'm the only one on your team. I'm on your side.
It's fantastic, I have to say. Like it's like a dream come true. He's not yet.
So
I mean, whether he's listening or not really doesn't matter. In fact, I hope he's listening. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, I thought so. Anyway, welcome back. We are back. And to kick us off, sorry. You've been well?
I've been well.
The guy behind the mic will have his voice audible to us throughout this episode and maybe the next few. I guess we'll see how things go.
Fortunately.
If you say so. So best get used to his voice. To kick us off, as always, we've got the news. And it's been a while, so there's a lot of news, but we won't do everything because, we'd like to assume you have been keeping up with things. So we'll just touch on, one, two things. Would you like to start or should I?
So about... either a month ago or 2 months.
Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Harmonica.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Sour. News.
So about a month in June.
End of.
So in May, WhatsApp made an update, and now users can edit messages within 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Save yourself from embarrassing typos.
Yes.
But, you could just choose to own those typos and, have a laugh about it. But anyway, all right. So that's interesting. I have a question for you. Have you ever used NFC? Do you know what NFC is? Not NFT. Do you know what NFC is? Huh? No? Okay.
Nada.
So NFC, near field communication, it's, how with certain devices, it's like it's Bluetooth. You know how like with... certain devices that are enabled, you just tap and you're connected. Say Sony's headphones. Tap, if your phone is NFC enabled, you tap and you're connected. Yeah, so it'll be getting some upgrades over the next few years, including better range. You don't need to tap to do things. So that'll be interesting to see. Not many people use NFC. I have in certain cases. When I had an NFC enabled phone. I've used it enough times, and it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Over to you.
Amazon servers outage makes some websites go dark.
Of course. I mean, if you want to kill the web, kill AWS and Azure, I think. No. Alibaba Cloud? Okay, anyway.
Also Google Cloud?
Well, Google Cloud for Google services, which... okay, yeah, no. You'd kill Google, you'd kill YouTube. Okay, fair enough. Actually, that's a good point. Interesting research that was conducted a couple of days ago, well, that was the results were released a couple of days ago, that millions of repositories, GitHub repositories, may be vulnerable to repo jacking. Essentially, it's like hijacking a repository. It was a study that took place with a sample size of 1.25 million GitHub repositories.
Mm-hmm.
And out of them, 2.95% are vulnerable. But anyway, what it is essentially, you know how GitHub allows you to have your username and then your repository?
Yeah.
So say you change your username to something else,
mm-hmm.
and you had a repository under that. Somebody could choose to take your old username and create a repository of the same name. And thus, if there are any dependencies on this old repository, boom.
No more.
Anything else for you?
Okay. Oh, Meta loses millions as they are made to sell Giphy to Shutterstock.
Ah. Mm. Ah, the acquisition that didn't go through.
Yeah.
Ah. That'll be. It's fine. I don't. It's fine. I have no comment on the matter. That's all I'll say. I don't know if you've ever used Google Domains, but Google Domains to shut down as Squarespace prepares to take over. So, Google Domains, a service under Google where you could buy domains. It's like the Kenya Web Experts, mm-hmm. but done by Google. They're selling that business off to Squarespace. So that means the assets, i.e. the domains that may have been bought there, will be transferred to Squarespace. And that's it for me. That's it for my news. I'm done.
Wait, speaking of another acquisition.
Yes.
The Microsoft one.
Yes.
The one for...
Activision Blizzard.
Yes.
Yes.
It was stopped by some U.S. Judge. I don't know how it's going on right now. Done for $69 billion.
There's a case. I think there's a hearing in that's going on. I believe.
So we'll keep you posted about that one as well.
Yeah. I think that's about it from our news. Yes, you're done with your news.
Yes.
Excellent. As always, these will be linked in the description.
Mm-hmm.
Guy behind the mic, you'll do your job, Cindy.
Once you send me the links, yes.
I know. We won't have to send them to you. You will find them. You know where to look.
I... No, Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I see that's where we've done things. All right.
Yeah.
Noted.
So, anywho, today we have an interesting topic, depending on whether you're familiar with it or not. However, to kick us off, since I have it here, let's just go with the tradition. So... Right. Now, to lay the groundwork for today's episode, co-host C, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I started describing a social media network where the CEO was moving forward with some controversial plans and alienating the core users, or do I want to say core users? The core communities, alienating... developers of third-party applications, what social media platform would you think of?
Reddit.
All right. Good guess. I thought you'd say Twitter, but good guess. Yes. No, Reddit.
Also Twitter.
But Twitter's controversy came and went. Anyway, yeah, so Reddit. Reddit has been in the news a lot lately. But that depends on which news circles you frequent, because I don't know. I imagine not very many people. Well, comparably, not many people would use Reddit. But anyway, we're here to tell you about Reddit. So, Ghost C,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to paint the scene for us with Reddit? Like, what kicked things off?
According to the various articles I have read.
Mm-hmm.
They say it was just supposed to be a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
the outage.
Mm-hmm.
But since the 12th of this month, it's still ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And Redditors are annoyed. Like, why is it ongoing?
Because the reason why it's going on, the reason why this outage, well, outage of certain communities is going on, takes us back. We'll, to find out the reason, we need to go back a couple of months, actually. We need to go back to the beginning.
The beginning?
The beginning. The very beginning. So in April, Reddit made an announcement that there'll be certain changes to the API. And, you know, that was about it. Like, I think, let me see if I can get the exact words. Let's see. I'm pulling up the article just now. So hold on to your horses and chariots and stuff. So the summary of the article is, we are working to build a more sustainable, healthy ecosystem around data on Reddit and continuing to roll out moderator tools for Reddit native apps.
So in short, you're saying they were just expecting a regular update.
Pretty much. I think...
I am sorry.
We keep telling people to kill that, and this time Tony is not. Tony, come back. Tony, come back. Tony, please come back. I'm sorry. I said all the things I said about you. Please come back. Please come back.
Yeah.
Please.
Or she can go to Tony.
Or she can go to Tony. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm the problem. maybe I'm the problem. I mean. Maybe I am the problem. Do you think I'm a problem?
No.
But you're the common factor here. We don't know.
Anyway, so GitHub announced an update to their API terms and whatnot. And that was it. Like, they didn't give really much of an idea around what would be involved in these changes. So, you know, there was a bit of uncertainty. But what was interesting to note is that they said, what is interesting is, starting today, most developers and third parties will be notified via email, and the new terms will take effect following a 60-day notice period. There are no, okay, that's not important. So 60 days. So working from April, so you've got April, you've got May, you've got June. Now, things started taking a turn around May. Developers, you know, as they've said, you know, developers and third parties will be notified. So developers of third party applications. Now, let's wind back a bit. Reddit, like Twitter, had a bit of an open API in the sense of, as long as you work within reasonable limits, you could work with their data.
Mm-hmm.
So you could request things like tweets and whatnot, which that fairly open nature led to a thriving ecosystem of third party tools. Or third-party clients that allowed you to browse Reddit without going to reddit.com or whatever, or m.reddit. I wonder, they have a mobile domain, subdomain. Anyway, that's immaterial right now. So there we go. there we go. Anywho. So they made a couple of changes, or rather, no. So that's the API. That's the story behind the API. So around May, things started changing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
Oh, it's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes, the live action.
Live actions. Have you seen the One Piece live action?
I have not.
Horrible.
I have not.
Horrible.
But
disastrous.
But you know.
Bad.
But you know. You know. You know what?
Ridiculous.
You know what? You know what will not fill you with confidence? It's also by Netflix. So both Avatar and One Piece.
They better have done a good job with Avatar.
Okay, guys,
they probably won't.
Come back to Reddit. Thank you.
Anyway, they probably won't do a good job, but I'm interested to see how bad things will be. Anyway, back to Reddit. So around, you know, beginning of May.
After the Fire Nation attacked.
Developers of third-party applications started coming out with a bit of news. Now, let me see if I can get this article. So, one of the more popular third-party apps is called Apollo for Reddit, and it's such a big player. Well. Relative to the third-party application space, that it was featured in one of the WWDC keynote, I believe. So it's a fairly big-ish deal in the third-party client space. So the developer had been keeping guys in the loop, like, you know, just seen so from the announcement, so Reddit announced the changes today. This developer posts an update tomorrow. So it was like an update on the matter that. So takeaway is, some of you may be aware that Reddit posted an announcement thread that. So his takeaway is that, so essentially from communication he'd had with Reddit, is that, you know, there's a paid API incoming. Much like Twitter, you know, just decided let's kill all third-party applications by introducing a paid API that was exorbitantly priced, although I'm spoiling. But anyway, that's what Reddit decided to do. Sour. So, takeaway, if it's done right, I mean, it can be a win for everyone. Third-party apps continue thriving. Reddit continues to make their money. You know, everyone wins. So, come me. This is what the same developers had to say. But here's a hint. It's not that great. It's not. So he says, to open things, I'll cut to the chase. 50 million requests cost $12,000.
Okay. To use the API?
Yes. 50 million requests. So making 50 million requests to the API will cost $12,000. Now, let me paint the picture to help you understand why this is interesting. Because
please,
you as say a user of the third party application won't really, it's something transparent to you because you know all you do is install the app, sign in,
and
browse. But what's going on behind the scenes is this developer has signed up for what is referred to as an API key.
Yeah.
And any transaction you as a user, I as a user, your best friend as a user, your pet dog as a user will make on the Reddit, on the third party Reddit application will count towards the developer's API limit. So say I make 20 requests, you as co-host C make 20 requests. Guy behind the mic is a socialite, so he makes like 500 requests. That's, I say 10, 10.
No, 20, 20. 20, 20,
40, 500. So 540 being billed against this one API key. So that's, so it's not just a matter of I have an API key, you have an API key. No, it's against this one API key. So $12,000. Now, his calculations, so let me just read. Apollo made 7 billion requests last month, which would put it at about $1.7 million a month. Or $20 million USD per year. Yes.
Sips water.
Sips water. So essentially this is bad. Like this is mad, basically. And as an interesting point, I made mention of Twitter. Twitter's limits for requests were $42,000 per month for 50 million requests. So same number of requests, but a lot more heavy, a lot costlier. So Twitter is interesting. Anyway. So
if we had video, he'd be putting the.
Yeah, the hey.
Next time.
Hey. So you know, it's something that like took a number of people by surprise, especially because, you know, the initial announcement was, you know, it's very vague. How much will it cost, etc., etc. None of that was known. Now, come May, developers are told, so this is how much it'll cost. You have 60 days to comply, essentially. 60 days meaning that as of the time of recording, that chicken is about to come home to roost because 60 days ends at the end of the month. Co-host, see, how are you doing? How you doing? How's your phone? How's your phone doing?
What's happening is I'm just being looked for.
She's popular. Huh? She's popular. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we've got $20 million a year to keep the app running as is. Now, That was interesting because, like I said, no one expected that. No one assumed it would be that. You know, yes, it's coming, but how much will it cost? Sawa. Now, that starts a back and forth with Reddit, as if I may call it that, a back and forth between third-party application devs and Reddit itself as a company, and et cetera, et cetera. Because all of a sudden, all these third-party applications, and the third-party applications are not just an alternative way. For some people, it's the only way to access Reddit. I'll give you an example. There are certain accessibility apps that have been built to allow Reddit users, say the visually impaired, to browse Reddit. So for some people, that is the only way to access Reddit. Because Reddit's native app, according to users, is not that great, to put it mildly. So we have a problem, a standoff between exorbitantly priced API access and a company that's not backing down. So how do we move? Well, if you're in the case of Reddit, not very well, because. So in Reddit land, there's what is called an AMA. It's essentially an ask. It's called an. It stands for Ask Me Anything. And the CEO of Reddit had an AMA to try and clarify things. And the AMA did not turn out well. It was very poorly received. Let me see if I can get some of the highlights. But essentially, it's. It's not that great. Let's get to this manenos.
These prices are not like negotiable. This is me thinking like a Kenyan, I think.
Now it's interesting that you say that, because a huge part of this is that it's so. I'll go back to an interview the CEO of Reddit. So the CEO is called Steve Huffman. The conversation, the interview you had with The Verge, reading through it, I'll say that it had a very combative approach. His approach was very combative, but that's beside the point. He's the main thing that, well, relating to that I took from the interview is that it's somewhat negotiable. They are willing to work with the developers who are willing to work with them. So like, you announce this pricing and I'm a third party application developer and you know, you are willing to work with us. However, that's where part of the controversy comes in, because over the course of the past couple of weeks, I guess, things have come out that don't paint the CEO in a very good light. So his claim is that we are willing to work with developers who are willing to work with us. However, at the very least, there have been at least two main. So there's the Apollo dev, and there's the dev of another application, another client that used to be called Reddit is Fun, but because of licensing manenos, is now just called Riff. so those two developers have been probably, I imagine, because of their higher profile among the third party client ecosystem, but they've been among the people to say that actually no, you're not willing to work with us, and you know, I've tried reaching out, but there's been nothing, there's been no comms from the Reddit side of things. So that doesn't paint a very good picture of Reddit. It's like, yeah, you say you're willing to communicate, but are you really? I've tried reaching out and there's been no response. And what was really interesting is, over the course of all this drama, the CEO, the Reddit CEO again, I'm going to put it mildly and say that he appeared to say not very flattering things about the Apollo dev, based on a call that they had. Now, I will not get into taking sides on that, but again, it doesn't paint the Reddit in a very good light. it got so bad that the Apollo dev released an audio recording, a snippet of the call they had, just to be like, okay, you claim this, but that's not what really went down. So it's just been, it's been a lot of back and forth, and Reddit isn't coming out of this looking quite so good. And, you know, as things panned out, it became obvious that these third-party applications may not be able to exist quite as much as well. There's a number of them will need to stop operating. So a few of these devs announced that come 30th of June, you know, this app won't be available. Any subscriptions to this app or any purchases or whatever will be refunded on a prorated basis. And yeah, that's when things got interesting, because so Reddit, as Reddit, the foundations of Reddit is, it's a very community-centered social media platform where you've got communities around certain interests. So you've got, like, you'd have a subreddit. So the a subreddit is a community. So you've got a subreddit, say, around, to use something that may be familiar to you, around Bleach, around One Piece, around Apple, around, you know, pictures, you know, around interest, shared interests.
Yeah.
So what happened is that the moderators of these communities decided, you know what, we are unhappy with things, and in the true modern spirit of things, we're going to demonstrate, we're going to protest. And so they switched these communities. In fact, there were quite a number of communities, north of 8,000 communities, that went dark. And when I say went dark, I mean they switched to private. Now, what switch to private or read-only mode? Now, private means that they are essentially inaccessible. If you were to visit a particular post or the subreddit itself, you'll be greeted with the message, this subreddit is private, so you can't really you can't really view anything. You can't do jack. That protest was initially meant to last for 48 hours or 2 days. But some went dark indefinitely. So there's a problem for Reddit, because, you know, if no one, if you can't access the communities, we don't earn revenue from ads. We don't, you know, there's a lot that happens. And as an interesting point, this protest was so large, it broke Reddit briefly.
Really?
Yeah. So Reddit broke for a while, but came back up. Some of the communities started coming back online. Yeah. But that was not the end. Oh, no. We have not yet begun to fight. Anyway, so as the protest continued, Reddit sent out comms to moderators, saying essentially that you know, these communities are meant to serve the interests of a shared community. And so if you are on the moderator team and some among you are not willing to break the protest, well, we can help you get rid of them. You know, because we can. So that again was communication that was not received very well by the community. However, because, you know, especially because these moderators are volunteers.
Really?
They are not paid by Reddit.
Didn't know that.
So their job is essentially to keep the community orderly. You know, it's like having cops who are not paid. Sadly, that's not too different from the real world, because cops are sadly underpaid. But, you know, in this case, they are not paid at all. So you know, that was not very well received, because, again, you know, it's essentially a threat. So some of these communities started coming back online, but with a twist. So some of the, I think, three among the more popular ones changed their rules to say that, okay, yeah, we'll be opening, but all content must be about John Oliver.
Really?
Yes, John Oliver, Last Week Tonight.
One and only.
So yeah, that was one form the protest took. Another is some of these communities were changed to NSFW, meaning not safe for work. So what that means is, like, say it might be that content posted on that in that community is adult oriented, And switching to not safe for work mode again limits what Reddit earns from that community. Where hosts you unaenda? No, don't worry, I'm just messing. We'll miss you. We will miss you. But anyway, the show must go on, yes?
Until next episode.
Until next episode. You'd better be back. You'd better be back. Anyway. See you. So anyway, so where was I? NSFW. So NSFW. Not safe for work content. That limits ads on those in those subreddits. So again, Reddit isn't earning. It was a whole mess. And again, Reddit sent out a message to mods that you can't really do that because you're breaking the Reddit terms of service. And it's just been a whole back and forth. And I think the takeaway from this is, for many, I'd say, is a few users are definitely thinking of going off Reddit. But I don't know. I don't know how things will pan out, to be very honest, because for many people, that is, like I said, it's a community-based thing. It's, you know, you've got your community, you've got shared interests. So I don't know how many people actually will, leave. But I guess we'll see how that pans out. Mm. It'll be interesting because third-party use based on things I've read online. Third-party application use based on what I've seen online is not that big a percentage. Most users still just, you know, use the official Reddit app or just use their browser. So it'll be interesting to see how big a hit this will be to Reddit's revenue, to Reddit's user base. I don't think, as one good note though, is one positive note for the time being, is that accessibility apps are exempted from these API changes for now. We don't know if this will change, because I think the one thing that's been clear for many people is that comms isn't exactly a strong suit for Reddit as a company, and how they've handled all of this, it'll be interesting to see. Many of these third-party apps are going offline in a couple of days. I guess we'll see how things come. We'll get a clearer picture of things over the next couple of weeks, couple of months. And yeah, will Reddit be the same? Definitely not. Will it be for the better, for the worse? Only time will tell. Mm. And that's it. That's it. We're done with the episode. Let us know if you enjoyed it. If you have any questions about Reddit, co-host C again sadly departed. She's still on the planet. She's still on the planet.
Please, you need to, I think, rephrase how you, no, how I'm you communicate no, that point.
I am doing it intentionally. She's still on the planet. She's still alive and well. It's just certain matters needed attending to. So looking forward to the next episode. And until then, FTG out.